The latest census data paints a picture of Burnaby, including the wealthiest and poorest parts of town, according to a new city report. The lowest median incomes were in Metro Town, with the median in one area of the neighborhood at $58,000, as well as parts of Edmonds with a median of $58,000 and of Lougheed with a median of $60,000. Central Burnaby had the highest median incomes, around Government Road, Morley Buckingham, Douglas Gilpin and Ocala, according to the report. The highest median was just north of Burnaby Lake at $130,000. The median before tax household income in Burnaby overall was $83,000 in 2020, up from $64,737 in 2015. About 29% of households, 28,865, earned less than $50,000 in 2020, while about 10% of households, 10,430, earned $200,000 or more. Just over 30% of households earned between $50,000 and $100,000. Single people made the lowest median incomes, at $37,600 in 2020. Almost 11,700 households in Burnaby had a total income of less than $25,000 in 2020. Families and households in Burnaby. The census data also shows the number of private households growing from 92,200 in 2016 to 101,135 in 2021, an almost 10% growth of 8,935 more households. A household is any group of people living in the same home. The majority of households are singles living alone, at 29%, 29,575, then couples with children at 24%, 24,750. Couples without children make up 22% of households, with 22,530. The share in families living with others, including multi-generational families or unrelated people living together, has grown from 10% in 2016 to 16% in 2021, while the share of households of only one family is declining. In 2016, 62% of all households were one census family households. By 2021, this share fell to 55%, states the report. The report also includes data on languages spoken. More than 60% of Burnaby residents know more than one language. For more information on Burnaby's demographics, see the staff report online.